Welcome to The Point for March 15th. I'm Lauren Dzenski, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. President Joe Biden and his administration may be breathing a sigh of relief now that the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 stimulus package has been signed into law. But there is a new issue about to eclipse Biden's agenda, and it is happening along the U.S. border with Mexico. More than 4,000 unaccompanied migrant children are in Border Patrol custody, CNN has learned, marking yet another increase in the number of children held in border facilities until officials can accommodate them in shelters that are suited for them. This accelerated pace at which children are arriving is adding greater stress to the system, leaving them in jail-like facilities for extended periods of time. As of Sunday, there were around 4,200 unaccompanied children in Border Patrol custody. This administration's race to house migrant children marks a critical early test for President Biden, who entered office vowing to reverse what he cast as cruel policies put in place by former President Donald Trump that made it difficult for people fleeing poverty and violence to come to the United States. Now, Biden is working to strike a balance between promoting a more humane approach to immigration while still sending the message to would-be migrants not to come. At the peak of the 2019 border crisis, when there were overcrowded facilities and children sleeping on the ground, there were about 2,600 unaccompanied children in Border Patrol custody. This is also, of course, going to become political. Or it already is. On Monday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and about a dozen other Republicans visited the border to highlight the latest immigration surge and as a way to push a potential weak spot for Biden. So let's get to the point. Things move fast in Washington. And this latest development, happening thousands of miles away along the border and in facilities, threatens to overshadow Biden's ambitious agenda. And that is the point for the Ides of March 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.